stand outside getting soaked while holding an umbrella over the idiot's head because he's terrified of the rain but is having one of his dodgy belly days. I can get a robot to do all that, and then I will have lost the greatest friend I have ever had. Creativity isn't about imitating others to get it right. It's about getting it wrong in the right way. So, rest assured, I wrote every word of this booger. And I even held an umbrella over its head while it worked out some issues in the rain. Seriously. I stood in a downpour for 20 minutes because Chapter 56 wasn't quite working. You're welcome. Let's see AI do that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to walk the beloved idiot immediately because we live in Manchester and it is currently not raining. Queeve, C.K. MacDonald. Prologue. And with a gasp, she was awake. The first thing she became aware of was the torpid thumping of her heartbeat reverberating through her body. Cheyenne blinked repeatedly, trying to bring the world into focus. It was a world she did not recognize. She was in a room with what seemed to be discolored metal walls, and there was no other furniture except for the metal chair she was sitting on. No, not sitting on. Strapped to. She looked down at her hands. Metal clasps were securing her forearms to the arms of the chair. She tried to move her feet, but something was holding them in place too. And her chest. There was something across her chest. She drew her head back and looked down. There was a metal restraint there too. Beneath it, she could see that she was wearing a green hospital gown. Two cannulas were inserted into the top of her right arm. One tube was attached to a blue IV, and the other to a green. They led off to something behind her she couldn't see. Incongruous plinky-plunky music was being piped into the room from unseen speakers. It was the kind of stuff wellness spas played during massages, in the mistaken belief it provided ambience. The cloying sound from the tinny speakers was joined by a female voice.
Test 31, 11:22 a.m. Subject has regained consciousness. Seems relatively alert.
The tone changed from clinical to irritated.
Do you have to eat that in here?
What? Came a gruff male voice. I haven't had my breakfast. I've got to do the clean up after and...
Cheyenne tried to speak, but she couldn't. The noise coming from her throat was no more than a wheezy rasp.
At least use a plate! You're leaving crumbs everywhere, you unhygienic toad!
Cheyenne gagged, worked her jaw, and desperately tried to locate her voice. The slow drumbeat of her heart picked up pace ever so slightly as she did so. She finally spoke, her voice croaky.
Hello? And do your flies up, you awful, worthless lump of ineptitude!
The response to this was an unintelligible grumble.
I can hear you!
Shouted Cheyenne, finding volume at last. The voices stopped. Then the woman spoke in a sniping whisper.
The mic is live, you blithering idiot!
Have you got it on mute?
Of course I... Please, talk to me, pleaded Cheyenne. What's going on?
The voices stopped squabbling, and after a moment, the female voice came through, louder now, speaking in a slow, measured tone.
Okay, Cheyenne. You're all right. Relax. Everything is fine. Where am I? You are safe. There was an accident. But you are okay now.
An image flashed into Cheyenne's mind. She was looking down at a supermarket shopping trolley, trying to lean on the handle as it rolled away from her, and she stumbled to the ground.
I don't... For the record, said the voice, can you please tell me your full name? I...
Cheyenne scanned the room again. The tempo of the drumbeat kicked up another notch.
Where am I? You are in a hospital. Just relax and let me help you. Now, what is your